Good afternoon and welcome to Born on the 4th of July. And how are you today? I hope you're doing well all across this nation. I'm happy to be your host this afternoon. I'm Barbara Jean, and we look forward to sharing some time together with you, the listening audience of RBN across this great nation. What kind of a world are you interested in? Do you look at little people in your household, maybe four or five, having the fun that they do by climbing a tree or riding their tricycle? Maybe you take them for a walk. Every time I look at the faces of the little people in the neighborhood or a grandson, I think, what will your world be like? What are we doing as adults and leaders and community folks and friends and neighbors and citizens of America? What are we doing to facilitate a wonderful future for these little people? Is there confusion among our leadership? Is there confusion as to how to keep a country rolling? My, oh my, we have a new administration, and in many ways you have to feel sorry for them because they've just got everything on the plate, and I'm speaking in total of the Obama administration. Many, many things were brought to them that were kind of leftovers on their plate. And yet, how have they responded? And I'm thinking collectively of the group of new leaders in Washington. Do you feel better about your bank account? Has your job given you more opportunity? Do you have a house that you've walked away from because you can no longer pay the mortgage? And has your nephew lost his job? Or maybe your son? Are you worried about having someone look at your situation and say, my, oh my, are you sort of a refugee here in the United States of America, as the attention of so many leaders turn to illegals and their needs? Do you feel like if you visit your senator's office that they listen, those aides that might be the barrier for your message to leak through to the senator that you've tried to reach? So, on a beautiful summer day, you have to figure out, yeah, what can I do to figure story out? What can we do? I was proud of the material yesterday that we presented under the tutelage and through the website of AugustReview.com and Mr. Patrick Wood, and his early on message of a concern over the Trilateral Commission. Could it be that that's all gone on, lo, these many 30 years, and the mainstream press have just said, yeah, that's how it's going to happen. It's okay with us. And what about all these other things that seem to be out there that nobody seems to identify? How could it be that, and that we would just continue in this matter and carry on and have a unpublished, so to speak, non-in-the-press group of about 70 or 80 rule the world? This is 2009. We'll be right back.
Attention, an important product from hempusa.org, microplant powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have microplant powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
We'll pay $25,000 of your credit card debt guaranteed. Since 1993, Zero Debt in 90 Days is still the only guaranteed debt relief program available. We'll either solve your debt problems in 90 days or we'll pay you $25,000. Our attorney said we could not make this promise, so we fired them and hired new attorneys, and they just love the idea.
My wife and I thought these guys are nuts, but a few months later, we were totally debt-free. This has changed our life and given us a brand new start.
So if you have too much debt of any kind, we want to pay for it. If you are facing foreclosure, we can stop it in one day and you make no payments. That's right, you keep your money. As of this date, we have stopped every single foreclosure and all of our clients are still in their homes, paying no property taxes, no mortgage, no rent, and no chance of having to move anytime soon. We will pay you $25,000 if we cannot solve your debt problems within 90 days. Call now and mention this offer to get your free copy of our 7 debt relief secrets. Call 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Welcome back to Born on the 4th of July. I'm your host, Barbara Jean, and I'm hoping you're having a very beautiful day. There is a lot of momentum building on many things. We try to spread out and look around and say, okay, what's the most important thing we can address and bring that to the attention of the listeners? And so we're following the ideas in Congress, the move now to look upon the immigration issue. It's my understanding that President Obama will be busy this week in getting a group together. I think the date that they're planning is June 8th, 2009, and this will be a closed-door meeting on one of the issues that we have to deem important on the roster for our citizen understanding of what's coming next for us. So on June 8th, 2009, the new president, President Obama, will officially launch the push to grant amnesty to the illegals who are here in our country and living here within our borders. I would hope he might invite someone like you or someone like me that could sit in on that meeting and give them a bit of our concern. Anyway, remember his speaking during the campaign, and that, of course, he was willing to go to the National Council of the Raza and speak to them as part of his gathering in of support for his opinions and his campaign. He happened to say, quote, "I marched with you in the streets of Chicago. I fought with you in the Senate for comprehensive immigration reform." and I will make it a top priority in my first year as president, because we have to finally bring those, and he numbers it 12 million. My number and assessment would be 29 to 30 million people. He would like to bring them out of the shadows, end quote. So be aware that on June 8th, 2009, President Obama will officially launch the push to grant amnesty to millions of illegals living within our borders. Mr. Obama will host a closed-door meeting of congressional leaders and discuss immigration reform. So this will hit us, like a lot of this other legislation, with a fast momentum. You can barely say, oh, I'm catching on to that, and get accustomed, and it'll be before you, and the votes will be taken. So be advised that we will see this happening this very month, the beginning of the move and the push to launch the amnesty and the legislation in the Congress. In Utah, here where I reside, we live in a rather very gracious state in many ways, with a lot of extension to illegals. And in some people's vernacular, they call us sort of a refuge or a retreat, maybe a sanctuary state even, for the onslaught of illegals. We have one of the fastest growing states in the United States, and mainly the growth is due to the illegal entry into our states. On June 1, yesterday, Ronald Mortensen had an opinion piece in a Southern Utah paper called The Spectrum. And he's very concerned about identity fraud. And he's using a statistics here, a statistic where he indicates that 75% of illegal aliens use fraudulent Social Security ID to get their jobs. And it's very, very incredible that he would know this, leaders will know this, and in his article, he actually is chastising the administration, particularly the Attorney General of the state of Utah, for this laxity and oversight or indifference to the dilemma of the people of Utah and the misuse of Social Security numbers. In case you have an opinion or a comment and you would like to join with me today, I'll give an 800 number out, 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. Join with me. We'll have a great time. So give us a call, and maybe you have an opinion on this. But mark my words, this will be an extraordinary month if this gets underway for the big push promised by Obama to groups like La Raza and elsewhere, that he will initiate a new reform on illegal entry into the United States. So here in Utah, we have misuse of maybe your Social Security card. And in 2008, he indicates there's a percentage of 16% of all ID theft in Utah was employment related, and is on the increase and reflects the extraordinary growth in this state of the illegal population. And Utah law enforcement leaders ignore the fact. They absolutely do not respond. And there is an estimated 50,000 numbers, Social Security numbers, of Utah children that are already victims of this epidemic of alien-driven identity theft. Just think about that. 50,000 little people here in Utah, you know, early ages, their numbers being used fraudulently already, and they may not even know about it. And there's a citation here of 1,626 employers who were found to be paying salaries to the Social Security numbers and cards of Utah children. So there you go. And the Utah children would be certainly underage, and many of these children were actually the age of 13 and younger. So they know this, but what do? They absolutely say they need to have the confidence of this Hispanic community because they want to work with them as they try to seek and solve the crime. And if they are too harsh on them and put in these laws or try to give them a little trouble, then they feel like they won't have that door of openness to confer with the illegal. Something wrong with this picture? The Utah Attorney General's office has been consistently having this attitude, as well as the police departments ignoring the illegal aliens and trying to enforce. And they don't to go after them very much if they unlawfully hold their jobs. And at the time, they are using Social Security numbers belonging to other Americans. And at the same time, the citizens are doing the same jobs, are probably this time being laid off. It's a dilemma and a plight, and unfortunately, it continues. Good afternoon, Gary in California.
Yeah, Barbara Jean, I just listened to what you're saying there in Utah. Of course, I live here in San Diego, so you can imagine the awesome dilemma we have as Mexicans everywhere. For instance, I went to the bank yesterday, and there was a job dealing, you know, has heavy, you know, heavy, not heavy equipment, skip loader, bobcat, and stuff like that. And it's doing a little job there. It's Chase Bank. And it had six people, right? That's the work that I do. And I have been unemployed now for 8 months. You know, I can't find a job. Yet here, every one of these were Mexicans. They say, well, do you know they were illegal? They originally were. They got over here and somehow got amnesty so they could work, because I know that three of them couldn't even speak English. And here they are taking our jobs, and then they can't figure out why is factories closing, why aren't people buying stuff. You know, the Mexicans, they go to Mexico, the ones here anyway, they go to Mexico and buy their stuff. They don't buy it here. And they don't use the same type of stuff that we do anyway. And there's another thing that when I listened to Alan Stang this morning, he was bringing up about how General Motors and all these are closing and how the taxpayers are having to pay for the bailout. When you see, or they put us in business, usually, if I want to buy a business, I go look at it and I look at the books and I do whatever's necessary and I make the choice to buy the business. In this case, Mr. Obama, if you want to call him that, just took it upon himself to force the business down my throat. I'm not necessarily interested in buying Chrysler or GM. I'm not going to get any dividend from that, number one. And then number two, they forget to mention that they're setting up headquarters in Mexico. You know, I'm not into that. You know,
Stay with us. Here comes the music. I can hear it coming, and we'll go to break here, and we'll be right back.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
You invest, you buy insurance, you wear your seatbelt, you do things to ensure your family's future and protection. But why? Just in case? With the current state of affairs, ask yourself, am I ready? Preparation starts at SurvivalGearSource.com. SurvivalGearSource.com has a huge selection of vital products, emergency survival kits, gas masks, MREs, communication devices, products for pet care, your car, home, office, and school. Protect against all natural disasters and terror attacks that can happen at any time. If you are not prepared, the last place you want to be is standing in FEMA lines. Invest in your future now. Visit SurvivalGearSource.com or call 877-231-1925. That's 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. That's SurvivalGearSource.com. Or call 877-231-1925. 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. Prepare for tomorrow now.
They say 50 is the new 40. I like that idea. But it won't change the facts about prostate health. At my age, you have to understand what the prostate affects. Urine flow, intimacy, sleeping habits, overall quality of life. So if you're like me and you want to give your body nutritional support for a healthy prostate, then take what I take. All natural beta prostate. Now, many men try Saul Palmetto, but Beta Prostate has hundreds of times more healthy plant sterols. In Europe, doctors prescribe plant sterols for prostate support, but here you can get them in non-prescription Beta Prostate. This is targeted nutrition, and it works with your body. So why wouldn't you take this amazing nutrient? Here's a number you can call to try Beta Prostate risk-free. Call 800-362-5848. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or you get your money back. 800-362-5848. That's 800-362-5848.
Welcome back to Born on the 4th of July, and Gary in California, in beautiful San Diego, is online. He went to his bank, you're telling me, and they were doing construction, and all of the workers were Hispanic. Is that right, yesterday?
Well, Mexicans from Mexico.
Mexican.
And you know, I pointed that out to my wife, and we went to another job where they used to have a sign up there, you know, we're going to, you know, jobs are going to be created by this, you know, apartments and everything. They're doing drywall. I says, I'll tell you what, we stop the car, we'll go in there, and you watch. Everybody in there doing drywall or anything pertaining to it is going to be a Mexican. You know, so what good does it do for us to say we want to make construction jobs when they're just going to hire all Mexicans? And it's not doing us any good. It's doing Mexico a lot of good because they send the money back to their country. And that, you know, that's just part of it. And another thing that, like I stated earlier, is why or where in the Constitution that is there a right for the President of the United States to force me into business? And then it's into a business that's going bankrupt. It's not going to make any money for me. Where does it say that the Constitution where this man is to be a business person for me or a business consultant for me? I can't find it. I mean, I read the Constitution the other day, and I couldn't find it. And yet he's doing that.
It comes under under another kind of governing, another kind of, there are names for what's happening out here. People,
it's called communism and fascism and socialism.
Yeah, there are those names. And we're fast approaching, like we're on a big engine of a train and we're just hurtling down the track.
I did read in the Constitution where people, when they get into government and they start doing things like that, it's called treason. And they are to be hung, or, you know, in other words, done away with. I did read that part. But I see that we're not following that part of the government, where people like Obama and those senators and those congressmen that are actually, you know, voting. For instance, you were mentioning about they're going to come in with this immigration law. Wait a minute. Why are we always having to fight the people that we put in office? They know how the people think. What is their problem? The people put them into office because of their thought. They know that. Now we have to sit down and take out of our busy days, take off of work or whatever, and call this guy. We are constantly battling this government, which is put there to protect us, but it appears to be demolishing us, doing away with us. They pay their salary, by the way.
The other thing is, just think in terms of the huge, unbelievable, and hard to calculate sums of dollars that have either bailed out or gone hiding or whatever since September until now.
In Barbara Jean's name. Okay, nope. They've done this in our name, and yet we have told them no, no, no all the time. As a matter of fact, they get out and they politic around here, or they make these speeches, and they say one thing, and we say, oh, yeah, he's a good man because this is what he's going to do. And once he gets in office, if you keep your eye on him, you find out he's doing contrary. And it's like I think you stated earlier in your show, they use different names, like the Patriot Act. There's nothing patriot about that. That's tyranny. How about the gays? There's nothing gay about it. It's called homosexuals. I mean, you go on down the line how they've changed the names and what they're doing. So they hide all of the activities they're doing. And, again, the Constitution says you're to put these people away. Now, back in the old days, for instance, the judges, they said a crooked judge that lived was one that had a fast horse. You know, and, of course, that tells you one thing. That's what you're to do with crooked judges. We have a judge right now that's going for the Supreme Court, and she appears to be lesbian. She appears to be communist. You know, you go down through all these appearances, and you say, wow, why is she even mentioned? Because, you see, in our Constitution, the Savior is mentioned because it states in there, in the day of the Lord, and it gives the date. What Lord are they talking about? We all know what Lord they're talking about because it was Christians that put that together. So obviously, our Constitution does mention the Lord, and it is talking about things set down according to Scripture. So we have been infiltrated. We have a government that needs to be dealt with harshly. And a lot of people say, oh, you don't want to do that. That's not nice. What do you mean it's not nice? Look what they're doing to us. Is that nice? What they're doing to us, taking our money, starving our kids? For instance, I know, Barbara Jean, that I think you mentioned it a little bit about that fella that shot that abortionist doctor in Colorado. Was it in Colorado?
I haven't talked about that. That's in Wichita, I believe. That happened over the weekend.
Yeah, and you know, they're saying they don't have a right to do this. You know, and I said, it's just like the border. This guy is just like the border. They say, well, you can't go down there, you Minutemen, and deal with those illegal aliens. Wait a minute, let me see if I got this straight. We hire people to deal with this. They're called a bureaucracy.
Here comes
we
the
pay
music again. We'll go to break for an announcement or two, and we'll be right back. Stay with me, Gary. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Attention RBN listeners. The Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the heirloom garden seed time capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The heirloom garden seed time capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA, unless you trust the government. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com.
SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
Welcome back to Born on the 4th of July. We live in a time where we as a nation no longer, because of leadership more than any other reason, cannot defend our borders. There are a lot of folks who realize and are aware that it took a long time, through time and years and centuries, for the nation state to evolve. Most of us have been the beneficiaries of a nation states. But there are those now who think no longer in terms of nation state or protecting borders or a job in San Diego for a citizen. That's not their story. They're caught up in this global story, the global governance, and they're right there to see that that is promoted and installed. What do other people say about the nation state and its concern or importance? Quote, the disappearance of nations would impoverish us no less than if all men had become alike with one personality, one face. Nations are the wealth of mankind, its collective personalities. The very least of them wears its own special colors, bears within itself a special facet of God's design. That was the contemplation of Alexander Solzhenitsyn. Could he be so wrong? What did he say? the disappearance of nations would impoverish us no less than if all men had become alike with one personality, one face. So it's very important, if only the Mexicans coming into California can have the job. And there is this concept of when one of that particular nationality gets in a position of power to hire, we have to just be for sure. And because there is that incidence that we see replicated, just who they will hire in the future. And then, as Gary calls in California, where's his job? Where can he find that? And it's interesting because I was just talking to a neighbor the other night and showing some concern after some happenings here and about in regard to illegal entry into the state of Utah. The response was very quick. But they will do the jobs that we won't do, and therefore they're necessary, and if they had to go, it would ruin our economy. That's a quote of what I was told. So that has been said enough for everybody to identify with that. In California, Gary, are there showing signs of the descent of this economy? We talked about the disappearance of all the money. Ladies and gentlemen in America and across this land, if even a third of all of those figures that are just dancing through our heads, we can hardly comprehend the trillions of dollars that have disappeared. If a third of that had been returned to establish loans, little business help and so forth across the nation, purchasing of homes, et cetera, look how quickly we would be out of the dilemma. But the money didn't come, and the jobs are not going to come. And here we are. Gary, what do you think is going to happen in California?
Well, everything that you just stated is absolutely true. The part where they won't do the jobs, or we won't do the jobs that they do. Well, I happen to do the job that those five Mexicans were doing. That's what I do. The truck drivers that we see driving all around here and going over the road, we do that. You drywall hangers, I used to be one of those also. We do that. You know, this stuff that they tried to pass off that, well, it's because we won't do the jobs. They're not all pickers. And my son, when he was growing up and he was in his early 20s, guess what he was? A picker. And he had blonde hair and blue eyes. So to say that we won't do the job is ludicrous. We can't do it for $2 an hour. Now, that's the part they forget to put in. We've got to maintain our families. We can't live in Mexico. See, in Mexico, on something like $500 a year, I mean, you have your house, you have all your stuff. We can't do that here. And one thing that I was getting to on the borders, when we hire people to do a job and they're not doing it, that means we have to step in and do it. And when we do that, they say, well, you know, you don't have the right to do that, to take that job. You're taking it in your own hands. Well, wait a minute. The only reason, we've always had it in our own hands, but we hired somebody else to do it and they're not doing it. Going back to that abortionist, okay, we've hired people to deal with people that commit murder. They already know what abortion is, and they're not doing it. So somebody has to step in and do what the government that we pay for with lots of money is not doing. So we have to step in, and we have to do it because those that we paid to do it are not doing it. They are taking our money, that's the only thing they're doing, and then wanting more money.
There will be more taxation, and it will be very difficult. And, you know, I just look to the future and think, how is it going to work? I feel really bad about some of the events, and it's hard not to become a little despairing, and that's usually not some kind of a quality that I would want to encourage. So I always try to think positively here, but the urgency of the hour doesn't seem to translate to folks. You know, they'll be fine until maybe they come across a dilemma. They do not think usually in the terms of the good for the whole. But really, to lose one's nation, can you imagine that? That's the creepy feeling that you can get on a daily basis. We are losing our nation. And what about if you lose your nation? How are you connected to that? Do you not lose yourself as well? What about the soul of America? Is there no one thinking in terms of this great and wondrous land? Wouldn't we suppose that evil folks would have their eye on America? Maybe there's a lot of resentment that could be played out and borne out with demands being met by illegals who are illegally here and yet have the power base behind them, and they will now arrive at a lofty and marvelous spot in the whole scheme of things.
They never worked for it. In Mexico, they never worked for it. They never put their lives on the line. They never did anything that our forefathers had to do to get this. They're coming over enjoying benefit that my dad fought for in World War II and my grandparents fought in the Revolutionary Wars and what have you. Their parents didn't fight for nothing. They're coming over here and it's stealing is what it is. They're taking. Now, the one thing that I wanted to show you is if, let's say that Barbara Jean has a job making $100 a week. Out of that $100 a week, they take, you know, the deductions, the taxes, what have you. So now after you pay that, then you go out into your community and you spend that. That's called cash flow in the community. And as it goes along, it's taxed and dealt with from that perspective and gives other people jobs. Now, if you're an illegal alien, number one, they work for the same $100 a week, but maybe it's not quite $100, maybe it's only $50 a week. Okay? There's nothing taken out of that check whatsoever. They're doing the same job as Barbara Jean, but now what's happening is half the price. They're not paying any taxes or any Social Security, anything out of that check, so that's lost. Okay, now they take 50% of that money and they send it back to Mexico. Now we have a 50% of that, or actually 75% is gone, and the cash flow into the community is just for food, and that's about it. There's no new cars bought. There's no clothes. There's nothing bought that's needed. And a lot of times there'll be five or six families in a house. So obviously, it does deal in the real estate market. The cash flow is dead, but that cash flow needs an EDS to be met. Okay, the needs of that cash flow. So what they do is they come to Barbara G now and say, "Well, Barbara, you make $100 a month, and this guy over here, he's working, you know, and he's only making 50. You got to subsidize his needs." You got to subsidize his hospitalization. You got to subsidize his food. You got to subsidize his house under HUD. You got to subsidize him. But in reality, you're not subsidizing him. You're subsidizing the corporation that's getting the break by paying him that little bit of money. So what we're going to do with your $100 is we're going to take out 50% of it to pay for all of this. So now you don't have the money to pay for the cash flow, but you're paying for him.
That's the way it works.
Nobody looks at it that way. They say, well, you know, poor Jose, you know, he's got to work and feed his family. Well, that's up to his government's fault. That's not my fault. Don't you feel sorry for Jose? Not a bit. You know, Jose should be over there fighting in his land, not over here messing with mine. You know, and once you explain to somebody like that, they're paying for these big corporations to hire little Jose, it becomes not so great anymore. And once you find out the cash flow is not there to buy the things, and you see, here in San Diego, I don't know about in Utah, but I know there's, you know, like Mervyn's, it's gone. Sears and Roebuck, mainly gone. You know, there's a few stores. All these big stores are gone. Little stores, they're gone. You see little things pop up like little vegetable stands run by Mexicans and little things by Arabs, liquor stores everywhere. But you don't see the big department stores anymore. All that stuff is out of here. And what caused that? First of all, breaking down the borders on GATT and NAFTA for free trade, so they don't have to pay the taxes coming in, so that now they don't even have to compete with our workers here in this country. And they can go now. The corporations have been given a right to go to Mexico, for instance, General Motors, build a car with labor that costs maybe $2 an hour at the most. Here it costs $26 an hour. They build a car for $2. They get to bring it across the border, pay nothing to bring it across, and charge just as much now and take that money that used to go into tax cash flow that paid for government work. Now they put that in their pocket. And you, Barbara Jean, and myself, we make up the deficit lost. So now you and I get to pay for that import tax. Now, and it goes on. Then the corporation here closes. What about all them jobs? They're gone.
They're gone.
We got the little Mexican Jose over here. He's willing to do the job because you got to support your family. Jose sends it back to his family. So when stuff hits the fan, little Jose gets to go home, you know, and you get to sit here. What am I going to do? An example of that was given on the internet, where these people, it was on the news in Arizona, when they came through that law in Arizona, a lot of Mexicans were leaving Arizona and going back to Mexico. They stopped this one guy, you know, he was waiting in line to get across the border, driving a brand new truck, loaded with all kinds of stoves, refrigerators, computer, all that stuff, in the back of his truck. And they were asking him, you know, what are you going to do now? And, you know, and he says, I don't know. They took away our job. They did this. They did that. You know, so we can't exist. Wait a minute. He's going back to Mexico. When he came over here, he had nothing, absolutely nothing. Now he's taken back a brand-new truck loaded with refrigerators, stoves, computers, furniture, all this type of stuff, back across the border. 9 times out of 10, it's not even paid for. But you see, and he also has an occupation that he didn't have when he came over here, whether it's a bricklayer, a cement layer, working in the food industry. He's taking that back with him. What do we get for that?
In all of this, I'm sure there are bona fide Mexican citizens who do the things that they should and go by the rules. And it's unfortunate for them because we are so inundated with this other that you describe. And so therefore, now you almost feel an animosity in your heart that you don't want to have when you look upon a Hispanic, because immediately your computer starts to go on that real fast entry of, are they legal or illegal? And should I be gracious, and should I accept, or should I go run to my leadership in law enforcement and say, wait a minute, check on this for me? Because as you have so right from the ground level described, the theft of American citizenship, the theft of jobs, the loss to individual income by this, you know, largesse to a new population that is here illegally. It's almost the worst bad dream we can describe.
But Robert, another thing that I'd like to interject here, it shows the outright prejudice of what's going on. My wife is from Germany. Before she could come into this country, they had to put up a bond. They had to do all kinds of things. She had to speak English. To get her citizenship, she had to speak English. She had to write English. She had to know parts of the Constitution, and she had to have a job. She had to have all that stuff because 2 years ago she got her citizenship, and she had to have that. She went in. I remember taking her down there, and they gave her the test, and they did all these things that she had to have. Now, she's from Germany, and a lot of the stuff that she did know because her country is the one that taught her how to do that. It wasn't here. It was her country before she could come over here. Now, we're standing in line waiting in a big long line. So she goes in, you know, and they do their little ceremony. And behind us is five Mexicans, and none of them speak English. And one of them did, the sixth one, says, what are they doing in line? Well, they're going for the United States citizenship. I said, they can't even speak English. Oh, you don't need to. They give it to them in Mexican. But they didn't do that for my wife. They didn't say, oh, you don't have to worry about English. We'll just give it to you in German. They didn't do that. They made her speak English. They made her read English, write English, know the Constitution. These ones knew nothing. So when it comes to those that are over here legally, you know, I still have my resentment, you might say.
Okay, I just have a question when we come back. We appreciate your sharing with us.
Okay.
Is credit card debt stressing you out? If you're serious about regaining control of your finances, Big Solutions, the country's leading nonprofit debt management and consumer credit counseling service, can get you back on track. Whether you're behind with your payments or just frustrated with balances that never seem to go down, BSI can help you. Creditors have given Big Solutions very special repayment arrangements to help you get out of debt. These include lowering interest rates by 50% or more, bringing past due accounts current, and stopping harassing collections calls. BSI's team of certified financial counselors can consolidate all your credit card bills into one low monthly payment.
I chose BSI because they never asked for high fees I couldn't afford, and my creditors told me that Big Solutions had a great reputation.
Call the debt specialist at Big Solutions right now at 1-800-497-7722 to receive more information. BSI works with your lenders, but more importantly, Big Solutions works for you. Take control of your finances. Call 1-800-497-7722.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual when he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the Total Transformation. The program then helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-656-4806. 1-800-656-4806. Call now. 1-800-656-4806.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
This hour on Born on the 4th of July, you have been treated to a perspective in America, the people speaking from the beautiful San Diego area, right on the border of the United States of America. The United States is not some sort of international Kleenex I argue that borders are as essential to free society as property rights are to free economies. Okay, listen again. Borders are essential to free societies as property rights are to free economies. When we have a clear definition of what a citizen is and what his rights and responsibilities are, we are going to maintain a civil society, an open society, and a liberal democracy. Those are the words of Peter Brimlow in his work, Alien Nation. Now, I started out this hour with a concept of looking at little children, watching them as they have so much of their life ahead of them, and asking, do we look as we see our surroundings with an outlook for our children's future? Can we change the present where we have an invasion unattended by leaders and so forth? And do we integrate any of this with a personal responsibility? Now, Tagari, I was wanting to ask you a question and verify in my mind that I had it right. You have a wife who is an immigrant from Germany. She did her work, studied her information, and then became a citizen. She took her test in English.
Yes.
And as you were doing this, also, there were others going to take the test, and they took that test in their own language?
Yes, we're taught everything in their own language also. You know, here's a dead giveaway. Now, I know this happens in your state the same as ours. When they issue ballots to vote for somebody, they issue them in these multiple languages. Wait a minute. To be able to be a citizen in this country, you have to be able to speak and read and write English. Why is it we are giving citizens ballots in another language when they're supposed to be able to comprehend English in all three facets? There's a problem here. And this is what bothers me when I see here San Diego, we get it in Vietnamese, we get it in Mexican, we get it in, now in Hindu. You know, we get a bunch of languages. Not European languages, by the way, except for what they call the Spanish language. But, you know, we don't get it in German, we don't get it in Dutch, we don't get it in French, we don't, you know, just in these third world languages. And I'm saying, wait a minute, only citizens are supposed to vote. Why are we doing this? Only citizens are supposed to vote.
You better check with your governor. And once again, California, are you going to solve your economic problems there? Are the voters voted against the plan, didn't they?
Yes, I hear the music.
Yes. Thank you so much for joining with us on Born on the 4th of July. And good luck to California, certainly a flagship state.
With recent